时间过去得这么快。
Time surely has passed so fast.
来到我们最后一个晚上的聚会。
We have come to the very last evening of the conference.
盼望今天主在我们中间做事。
And we pray the Lord will do something great among us.
今天晚上我们呼召的时候，弟兄姊妹不要上讲台来。
And when I give you the altar call tonight, please do not come up to the platform.
因为他们告诉我这个讲台不结实。
And because it's not very sternly built.
太重了会垮下去。
It might collapse if there are too many people.
我们不冒这个险。
We don't want to take that chance.
所以我们今天知道讲台面前来。
So just come forward in front of the platform.
好，我们来读一些圣经。
And let's read some passages together.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第八节到第九节
Verses 8 and 9
翻到了没有翻到了一起读
Have you found it? If you have, let's read it together
主神说我是阿拉法我是
I am the Alpha and the Omega says the Lord God who is and who was and who is to come the Almighty I John your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus was on the island of Patmos because the word of God and the testimony of Jesus on the Lord's day I was in the spirit and I
七章一到三节
Chapter 7 verses 1-3
此后我看见四位天使站在地的四
角执掌
地上四方的风叫风 不吹在地上海上和树上我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来拿着永生神的印他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊叫说
好的我们不要读那个一节到三节我读错了九节到十七节
Actually I meant chapter 7 verses 9-11
此后我观看见有许多的人没有人能
数过来 looked, and there,
是从各国各族各民各方来的
From every nation, every tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. The
众长老并四活物的周围在宝座前面伏于地敬拜说是阿门。
我们人就读第十章。一到十一节
Chapter 10 verses 1-11
我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下一个云彩头上
Blades were like the fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. He gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven say, Seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down.Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, There will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet,The mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more. Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and the land. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey.I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.
Chapter 11,
verses 1-3. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there, but exclude the altar for do not measure it because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
好，十二章一到六节。
Chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed in the sun with a moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of a woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Verses 10 to 12.
比他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为他在我们神面前昼夜。
And the loud voice and now have come the salvation, the power and the kingdom of God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you, he is filled with fear.
4:1-5.
Chapter 14, verses 1 to 4.
我又观看。Then
I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters and like a loud hail of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except 144,000 who have been redeemed from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they kept themselves pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruit to God and the Lamb.
13.
Then I heard a voice from heaven say, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
启示录是圣经最后的一卷书。
And Revelation is the last book of Bible.
这是神最后的启示。
It's the last revelation from God.
所有的事都要在启示录找到答案。
And all the answers should be found in this book.
我们今年特会的题目是末后时代的得胜者。
The theme of the conference is the overcomers in the last days.
我还要重复这句话。
I need to repeat this statement.
得胜者不是一般特别的人。
Overcomers is not a group of unique people.
正常的基督徒就是得胜者。
But normal Christians should be overcomers.
今天问题在不正常基督徒太多了。
But the problem is there are too many abnormal Christians.
这要做正常的基督徒也不是很容易。
Therefore, it becomes hard to be a normal Christian.
但是这是我们每一个神的儿女 都能够去渴慕的。
But there's something you and I should have desire for.
我们既然信了主，
Since we have believed in the Lord,
我们就要渴慕做一个得胜者。
Then we should desire to be an overcomer.
我们都不盼望做个不正常的基督徒，对不对？
Because none of us, no one among us like to become an abnormal Christian.
我们做个正常的基督徒。
Let's all be a normal Christian.
我们就得胜。
Then we are an overcomer.
有一天我们到主来的时候，
Until the day when the Lord comes,
我们会发现得胜者的数目比我们想象的多得多。
And then you realize the total number of overcomers by far exceeds our expectations.
那么多的得胜者。
There will be so many overcomers.
我们有的时候我们不大像看见像个得胜者，也在这个得胜行列里。
Even us, we may not regard ourselves overcomers, might be part of the team there.
所以最要紧，我们有渴慕的心。
Most important thing is to have the desire, the longing heart.
大家都渴慕做得胜者，好不好？
Become an overcomer.
要不要？
Do you want to be an overcomer?
要不要？
Do you want to?
都讲要。
Everybody says yes.
好，我们要做渴慕者，
We need
得胜者。
To long to become an overcomer.
那是件很实在的事。
This is something very practical.
有一定的路我们要走。
And there is a sure path upon which we should walk.
一定的代价我们要付。
And there is a price for sure we have to pay.
我们有一定的经历我们要经历。
And there are experience we need to have.
我们都渴慕做个得胜者。
We have to have strong desire to be an overcomer.
在启示录第一章。
In chapter 1 of Revelation.
在约翰要写启示录的时候。
When John was about to start the writing of the book.
他先介绍他的自己。
He first introduced himself.
我约翰。
I, John.
就是你们的弟兄。
Your brother.
约翰称我们做弟兄啊。
John called us his brother.
前些日子我称有个弟兄称我牧师。
And a few days, not too long ago, someone wrote to me and called me pastor.
那么今天一个机会，我给弟兄姊妹讲清楚啊。
And I want to use this opportunity to make it clear to you.
我们的背景是不叫人牧师的。
And according to our understanding, we don't call our ministers pastors.
最大到最小的都是弟兄。
Because we are all brothers.
没有一个阶级。
There's no levels in difference.
牧师是个特别的阶级。
Pastor sound like a particular level.
是在神的儿女跟神中间的。
Is someone that who plays the role between God and man.
我们称它为居阶阶级。
It's like the mediator.
我们没有居阶阶级。
Yeah, for us, there's no mediator.
所有神的儿女都活在神面前。
Because all the children of God have the privilege to live in the presence of the Lord.
那我们尊重的人是尊重有恩赐的人。
And we sometimes out of respect for those who have the gifts.
在教会里面有功用的人。
Those who have the function as a pastor.
而不是一个特别的地位的人。
It's not a particular position or title.
我们没有人可以有特别的地位。
And no one in God's church should be different.
主耶稣都称我们为弟兄啊。
Even Jesus called us brothers.
我们怎么敢在弟兄姊妹上面在有个别的称呼呢？
So we should not create another layer between God and our brothers and sisters.
所以保罗称自己为弟兄。
Therefore, Paul called himself a brother.
保罗称我们为亲爱的弟兄。
He called us dear brothers.
约翰说：“我约翰。”
John says, "I, John."
就是你们的弟兄。
Your brother.
约翰讲的话亲切吧？
Isn't that very close?
我们读启示录觉得写启示录真是亲切啊。
And it's a very nice relationship we have with
him. 讲给我们这么多重要的话。
He is acting like a brother telling us
something
important. 约翰
就是你们的弟兄。
I, John, your brother.
和你们一同在耶稣的患难孤独忍耐里一同有份。
And a companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus.
三件事。
Three things he mentioned.
约翰和我们一同有份。
He is a companion. He's a partaker.
有份于主的患难。
He shared with us the suffering of Christ.
有份于主的孤独。
The kingdom of the Lord.
有份于主的忍耐。
And the patient endurance of Jesus.
我们提到这重要，这样三件重要吗？
These three things are important.
我们要一同有份。
We have to partake in this.
患难是耶稣的患难。
The suffering is the suffering of Jesus.
不是一般的患难。
Not just any suffering.
耶稣的国度。
And it's the kingdom of Jesus.
耶稣的忍耐。
And it's the endurance of Jesus.
这三件是一定的次序的。
And there's a particular order of these three things.
患难胜国度。
And suffering generates kingdom.
孤独生出忍耐
and kingdom gives birth to patience.
耶稣的患难
the suffering of Jesus.
这不是一个普通的患难
it's not just common sufferings we talk about.
世界上人所讲的患难
worldly people talk about suffering.
多半是身体上的患难
a lot of times there are physical illness.
少吃一点，少穿一点，生活的不好一点
or suffering pertaining to our physical body, maybe eat less or eat worse.
对我们算不了什么。
But those are nothing.
这些不算的患难。
Those are not regarded as suffering.
主讲的患难。
And the suffering of the Jesus here.
多半是魂力的患难。
We talk about the suffering of our soul.
所以主叫我们舍魂。
That's why he said, lay down your soul life.
如有人要跟从我。
He who wants to follow me.
就当舍己。
He needs to lay down his soul life.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And pick up his cross.Follow me.
为我失掉魂的要得着魂。
Those who lay down his life for me will gain life.
为着我今天得着魂的将来要失掉魂。
But those gain life today for their own sake will lose their soul life one day.
这马太十六章很有名
的话。This is Matthew 16.
主第一次呼召门徒们。
When Jesus made the first calling to his disciples.
今天基督教会也只停在头一句话。
And a lot of us just stay at the first part of this calling.
若有人要跟从我。
He who wants to follow me.
好多人写诗歌写跟从啊。
And a lot of people like to write songs on this theme, following Jesus.
我们的诗歌本里有很好的几首跟从的诗歌。
And there are many good hymns about following Christ.
跟随耶稣，跟随耶稣。
Like following Jesus, following Jesus.
跟从，跟从。
Follow him, follow him.
跟从什么意思呢
？What does it mean to follow?
怎么跟从法呢
？How do you follow?
若有人要跟从我
，Anyone who wants to follow me,
就当舍己。
He must deny himself.
舍己就才是跟从的真的意义。
In order to say follow him, we have to deny ourselves.
世界上的人听不懂这句话。
The worldly people do not understand that.
世界上的人都在建造自己。
Because the philosophy of this world is to build ourselves up.
我们要受教育就为了建造自己。
The reason why we go to school because we want to build ourselves up.
我们在地上努力工作都在建造自己。
We work hard on earth so that we can build ourselves up.
我们一生都在建造自己。
All our life, we are building.
当我们信了主了，才听句这句特别话。
Until we believe the Lord, then we heard this statement.
主说舍了自己。
Jesus said, "You must deny yourself."
这是世界上从来没听见过的话。
This is a rare statement said by many.
这是最伟大句话。
Yeah, this is such a great statement.
若有人要跟从我
，If anyone want to come after me,
就当舍己。
He must deny himself.
舍了你的自己。
Deny yourself.
什么叫舍己呢
？What does that mean?
舍己什么意义呢
？What does deny yourself mean?
舍己就是十字架。
That means the work of the cross.
那下面就是说，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
That's why Jesus followed by saying, "Take up his cross and follow."
跟从的意义在舍己。
In order to follow him, the essence is to deny ourselves.
舍己的意义就是背十字架。
And the meaning of denying yourself is to take up your cross.
那么这样，我背十字架什么意义呢
？And what does it mean by taking up my cross?
下面主就说了。
So the Lord continued by saying,
现在为我失掉魂的
，Whoever loses his life for me,
将来要得着魂
，will find it.
今天得着魂的
，Whoever gains life，
将来要失掉魂
，will lose his soul。
魂就是我
，And the soul life is who we are。
魂就是我的自己啊
，The soul is who we are。
今天我们背十架
，Today when we say we take up the cross，
这意就是失掉魂
，Which means to let go of your soul life。
舍己就是舍魂
，Deny yourself means deny your soul life。
魂是我们的思想
，Soul is considered of our thought。
魂是我们的情感
，Our emotion。
魂是我们的意志
，And our willpower。
我们在主面前舍魂是件太失败的事。
So it's a very practical thing to deny our soul life.
所以这主这句话是一串的、啊、
Therefore, the Lord said very clearly here.
跟从我。
Those who want to follow me.
什么跟从
How?
就是舍己。
Deny yourself.
怎么舍己？
How do you deny yourself?
就是背十字架。
Take up your cross.
怎么背十字架？
How do you take up your cross?
就是我们要舍掉魂。
Lay down your soul life.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand that?
听懂了还是没听懂？
Understand it or not?
主这句话太深了。
This is a very deep explanation.
但是我们要记得这句话。
But we need to remember what he said.
这句话才是基督徒。
And in order to live like that, then we are qualified to be called Christian.
我们基督徒才跟随主的人。
Because we Christians are the followers of the Lord.
我们才是舍己的人。
And we are the people that deny ourselves.
我们是背十字架的人。
And we are the people that carry our cross.
我们在今生愿意舍掉魂的人。
And we are willing to let go our soul life in this life.
今生舍掉魂，将来要得着魂。
Those who let go of their soul life in this life will gain life in eternity.
得着魂是千年国度来了。
And that will participate in the 1,000-year kingdom.
只有一千年做奖赏。
The Lord reward us with that 1,000 years.
成为千年国度。
It's called the kingdom of 1,000 years.
成为千年婚宴。
And that's the banquet that lasted 1,000 years.
那到了启示录二十一二章不了了。
And when you come to the end of the book, like chapter 21,
22, 但是完成了创世纪一章最开始的话。
The Lord has completed what he said in the very first chapter of Genesis.
创世纪一章说神怎么造人的。
It talk about how God made men and women.
那就是人。生存的意义。
The way God created us is the meaning or significance of our existence.
人生的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of our existence?
看神为什么造人？
In order to find out the meaning of your life, you have to go back and see how God and why God made
man. 当神创造人的时候，
When God first made man and woman,
这是我们要照着我们的形象。
It's according to our image.
按照我们的样式来造人。
In our own likeness, we will make men and women.
形象是里面的像象。
And that likeness is the similarity inside.
样式是外面的像象。
And the image is the external similarity.
神要造些人。
So when God first made a man,
里面像他。
That he wants him to be like him.
那就是生命像他。
So have a life just like
him. 外面像他。
And externally to be like
him. 那就是生活像他。
It means to have a living that
is like him. 表现像他。
Manifestation that's
like God. 创造人。
God created man.
叫他们掌权。
So that they can rule over the land.
神为什么造人呢？
So why did God create a man and
woman? 神造人的目的。
What's the purpose?
神造人的目的
What's the purpose of God's
creation? 像神形象
is to be like him in his image
掌神权柄
and rule over like God
这就是人生的最高意义
and that is the highest significance of our life
有人告诉我基督教重男轻女
some people say you know God in Christianity we favor men over women
我跟你讲这句话的先生我先生你没有读过圣经的
I said well you didn't bother to read the Bible carefully
基督教是最重男女平等的地方了
Christianity actually emphasizes equality between men and women
那是造人的时候
because when God created men and women
造作他的形象
he created them in his own image
造男造女
he made a man and woman
造作他的像神说开头的神是三位数的
and when God first created men and women was a God or Trinity
神三位二一的神都在这里
the God of Trinity was there
当时真造人的时候
but when God made the man
照他的形象造男造女
he made the man according to his image
这个他是单数的
it's a singular form
三位一神只有神的儿子有形象
among all Trinity God of Trinity only the Son God has image
神儿子在荣耀里的形象我们不知道
We don't know how the Son of God is like in his glory.
不是男和女可以的用在主神身上，主身上的。
We don't think there is a difference in gender for Son of God.
主的荣耀的形象。
His glorious image.
照着他，照男又照女。
According to him, God made a man and woman.
男人女的平等的，是不是
？So.There you go. Men and women were created equal.
再造进一步，为什么神造我们
？And second, a step further, why did God create us?
神要得着一般像基督的男人和女人。
God intend to uphold a group of men and women who are like Christ.
男人要像主。
Men need to be like Christ.
女人要像主。
Women also need to be like Christ.
男人女人最大 件事要彰显主。
The most important thing for men and women is to manifest the Lord.
大家清楚了没有？
Do you understand that now?
大家不讲话，你们很可爱，都不讲话了，清楚了没有啊？
Why are you silent?
清楚啊，清楚了，我怕一次永远清楚了啊。
I hope you understand the meaning of our life.
你活在地上不是为赚钱。
You do not live on this earth so that you can make more money.
你活在地上不是要一个美好的家庭。
You are not living on earth so that you can have a nice family.
要一个家庭美好的很重要的。
It's important to have a nice family.
活在地上不是为了这一切。
But that is not the ultimate meaning of our life.
神造我们为要像神的形象。
God created us so that we can be like Him.
掌神的权柄。
To rule over the land like God.
照着神的儿子来造男造女。
Therefore, God, according to His Son's image, He created us.
男人要像基督。
And man needs to be like Christ.
女人要像基督。
Woman also needs to be like Christ.
清楚了吧？
Understand that.
今天所以我们要追求。
Therefore, we need to pursue the Lord.
我们要来聚会。
That's why we come to the meetings.
我们和神的儿女一同追求。
We pursue the Lord together with children of God.
若是我们达不到神创造我们的目的。
If we cannot fulfill the purpose of God's creation for us.
我这个人就白活了。
Then we would have lived in vain.
你一生活着没有意义。
Then there's no meaning in your life.
浪费了你一生的日子。
You would have wasted your entire life.
大家清楚神的话重要了吧？
Do you understand the importance of God's words now?
现在你们知道我活着为什么了吧？
Now you know why you live.
一生你再有成就，
No matter what accomplishment you have in your life,
你再赚多少的钱，
No matter how much money you can make,
你再成功了多少的事业，
No matter how successful you are in your career,
到了末了死亡等着你，
But when the day of death comes,
所有的人到了末了都一样，
Everybody faces the same ending.
死亡来到了，大家都是个零。
When death comes, we all hold nothing in our hands.
一切都没有了。
Everything is gone.
这就是人生的虚空啊。
Emptiness of our lives.
所以我在常报上看见有自杀的人。
And I often see in the newspaper people committed
suicide. 我真的非常同情这些人啊。
I really sympathize with them.
他没有主啊。
Because they don't have the Lord.
他真是活不下去啊。
And they have no hope. They cannot live on.
他遇见痛苦和撕裂，他没法忍受啊。
They have encountered something too hard to bear.
所以自杀，那么弱的人们自杀是唯一的道路了。
The weaker ones, they just kill themselves.
基督徒不可以自杀的啊。
But Christians do not end your life on your own.
神的话，自杀之后还要受审判的啊。
You'll be judged if you kill yourself.
你的身体不是你的，是神的。
Because you know why? Because your body is not yours, it's God's.
神的儿女自杀是犯大罪啊。
Therefore, you sin against God when you kill your body.
很少很少神的儿女自杀的。
Very few Christians commit suicide.
我遇见过。
I have seen some.
那真是上了魔鬼的当啊。
But they were tricked by the devil.
以为自杀了结一切的事了。
They thought if I kill myself, that's the end of everything.
人不仅有今世，还有来世。
Without knowing, you not only have this life, but the life to come.
我们离开了身体之后，日子长了。
And once we depart from this physical body, what's after that is much longer.
不要为着短短的今天这么点事，我们失掉永远的。
Don't be troubled and kill yourself.Because the things of this life end up losing the bigger eternity.
最聪明的人。
Therefore, people who are smart.
用我们这几十年来争取永远。
Well, invest the short life on earth for something that's eternal.
我们要得到永远。
We need to gain eternity here.
今天的得失算不了什么。
Therefore, the gains or loss on earth is nothing.
今天的地位算不了什么。
The positions are nothing.
今天我成功我失败算不了什么。
Success or failure is nothing.
跨过身体到了主那里，那才算得了什么了。
When I cross the river Jordan and enter into Jesus' room, then that's when that things count.
我们要遇见永远的审判了。
We're gonna face His eternal judgment then.
要决定我们永远的里面和主的关系了。
And that will determine our position forever with the Lord.
永远里面的次序和地位了。
It will determine our position and sequence in eternity.
所以今生要追求永远了。
That's why we need to pursue eternity in this life.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。
So I, John, your brother,
和你们一同在耶稣的患难。
And companion. end of the affliction of Jesus Christ.
这个患难是为耶稣的患难。
And that is the suffering of Jesus.
什么叫做耶稣的患难呢？
What is the suffering of Jesus?
主为着两件事情受苦。
And Jesus suffered for two things.
第一件事，遵行神的旨意而受苦。
When he tried to obey the Lord's will, he would suffer.
所以撒旦到处抵挡主。
Satan tried to defend, tried to attack the Lord every possible opportunity.
主受苦不在于少吃少喝。
And the Lord's suffering is not that he couldn't eat or drink.
主也从来没劝人少吃少喝。
And he didn't ask people not to eat or not to drink.
主受苦。
He suffered
为神的旨意
because he tried to fulfill or do God's will.
第二件事
second thing he suffered
主受苦
the second thing that he
suffered 为了他要产生教会
is to give birth to his church.
他要产生教会而受苦
because he needs to give birth to church, he suffered.
为了这件事受极大的苦难
he suffered greatly for that purpose.
为我们受一切的苦
and for us, he suffered all sufferings.
为我们钉十字架
he was crucified for us.
为我们死
he died for us.
为我们复活
and he was risen for us.
为我们升天
and he ascended to heaven for us.
降下圣灵
and he sent down his Holy Spirit for us.
神的工作第一步完成了
and that is the first step of God's work.
下面很长的工作
and there is still a lot of great work.
圣灵要做工在我们身上了
and that is the work of the Holy Spirit on us.
要叫我们的人向神形象长成权柄
to change it so that we can gradually to be like God and rule for God.
到了启示录末了了
so when we come to the end of the book of Revelation,
千年孤独，千年婚宴
and you see the banquet of thousand years.
千年孤独就是掌神的权柄。
And the kingdom of thousand years, the kingdom speaks of ruling on God's behalf.
千年婚宴就像神的形象。
And speaks of how we have been changed to be like God.
新妇和新郎完全相配了。
Because the bride will be worthy of the groom.
创世纪的话到了启示录完成了。
And the word in the Genesis is fulfilled in the book of Revelation.
当中都是过程。
And in between these two books are just the process.
这一头一尾是目的和目的的完成。
And in the beginning, this is the purpose and the fulfillment of the purpose.
耶稣的患难。
And the suffering of Jesus.
我们今天要遵守神的旨意。
We also need to do God's will.
我们要产生教会。
We need to give birth to church.
所以我们要救灵魂啊。
That's why we need to preach gospel and save people.
我们洛杉矶教会这个二十年呢，传福音是我们最大的弱点。
And you know the churches in Los Angeles as biggest witness is evangelism.
神的儿女要传福音啊。
Children of God, we need to share the good news.
你用一点时间。
Spend some time.
你用一点的时间讲话。
Spend some time and share the gospel.
要决定人家的永生永死啊。
Because that will determine someone's eternal death or life.
这是严重嘛。
This is a very serious matter.
我们若不传福音，有的神要问我们的。
One day God will just question us.
我们要不传福音要受审判的。
One day we'll be judged if we do not share the gospel.
所以我们要培养成传福音的习惯。
So we need to have the habit of sharing the gospel.
我们在生活里就要传福音啊。
We need to share the gospel in our daily life.
每一个机会都要传福音啊。
Use every possible opportunity.
永生永死啊。
Because that determines someone else's eternal life or death.
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
这些话我都不懂啊。
I didn't understand that.
但是我有一个很重的传福音的负担。
Yeah, I had this heavy burden in my heart wants to share the gospel.
我在交通工具中电车下来。
And when I when I leave the cable car,
走半小时的路去教会。
And it takes about a half hour for me to reach the church.
我手里拿着福音单张。
So in that 30 minutes walk,
看见一个人就给他张单张。
And I will pass to whoever I encounter on the way.
请你信耶稣。
And I will say, please believe in Jesus.
请你信耶稣。
Please believe in Jesus.
有时候路过去一个人。
Sometimes I will miss a person.
我就追过去。
And I will turn back and then
把他搬回来。
Chase after him.
给他的单张。
And give him a tract.
请你信耶稣。
Please believe in Jesus.
有的被人把他单张弹起来塞在我脸上。
Some people would just roll it up and throw it on my face.
有的人把人把他拉回来。
And sometimes people, his friend would drag him back.
他看过什么重要的事啊？
and they say, what's this so important?
我要请你信耶稣。
Oh, some people, I stop them and drag their arms, and they say, what's so important?
被他
I said, please,
骂我的神经病。
And they said, crazy.
我的神经比你还清楚。
And actually, I have very clear head.
我没有神经病。
My mind's clear.
我知道永生永死的可怕。
I know the dreadfulness of eternal life and death.
我告诉你永生永死的路。
That's why I want to show you the way.
信耶稣啊。
If you believe in Jesus.
关系到你灵魂永远的事啊。
It determines your eternity.
那真是不肯错过一个人啊。
So I will not even miss a person.
你看见有结果。
And then I see the fruit of my work.
有人到教会里做见证，接到我的福音单上信耶稣
了。Later, some people testify in my church and say they believe because they got my gospel.
心里的喜乐。
And the joy that overflow my heart.
地上没有件事可比的。
Nothing on the world, this, in this world.
弟兄姊妹要传福音啊。
So brother and sister, preach the gospel.
今天你们都接受福音，传福音。
Receive this burden from me to share the gospel.
明年我们加特别聚会人就加一倍了。
So that next summer conference we will double fold in number.
我不是为了人数加倍做这些事啊。
The purpose of me urging you is not to increase number here.
我们要传福音。
But we should preach the gospel.
耶稣基督为了产生教会而受苦难。
Because Jesus suffered in order to give birth to his church.
这叫做耶稣的患难。
And that is the suffering of Jesus.
有分于耶稣的患难。
And we should be a partaker of his suffering.
有分于耶稣的国度。
And we should be a part of his kingdom.
一千年国度做奖赏。
And he will reward us with the kingdom of 1,000 years.
一千年国度我们没看见。
We do not see the kingdom of 1,000 years.
今天的奖赏就太大了。
But we already receive rewards today.
慢慢我们要讲。
And we will share that.
主给我们的恩典太大了。
There's so much grace that he has given us.
最后才是忍耐。
And the third thing is the patient endurance.
忍耐。
The patient endurance.
叫做基督的忍耐。
And that's the endurance of Jesus.
这个忍耐跟人的忍耐完全不同。
It's different from our kind of endurance.
人的忍耐。
It's the endurance of man.
都有限度的。
It's very limited.
像一个瓶子都有 bottom 的。
Just like any bottle, there's a bottom to it.
有底的。
There's a bottom.
一下就碰到底了。
And very quickly you reach the bottom.
碰到那个限度了。
You reach the limit.
基督的忍耐。
But,The endurance of Jesus.
没有限度。
There's no limit.
彼得有时来问主。
One time Peter asked Jesus.
一个人一天得罪我七次，我赦免他七次够不够啊
？Is it enough if somebody offended me 7 times a day and I forgive him 7 times a day?
其实我不大相信有一天才赦免七次的事。
I really don't think Peter can do that.
就算一天赦免七次，赦免的够多了。
But I would think that's enough 7 times.
主若不是七次。
But the Lord says not 7 times.
是七十个七次。
But 70 times 7.
我想没有一天我们会赦免人七十个七次吧。
I don't think we'll forgive people that many times.
哎呦，无穷的忍耐。
That means unlimited forgiveness.
这个忍耐没有限度。
Your forgiveness, the endurance is without limit.
你摸不到他的 bottom.
And you cannot reach the bottom of his endurance.
今天主的忍耐没有限度的。
The Lord's patience is without limit.
主给我们生命的最大的度量，主给我们的生命的度量就没有限度的。
Therefore, the measurement of the life that Jesus has given to us is also without limit.
我常问弟兄姊妹，你们有没有发脾气啊
？Therefore, I will ask you, do you have a ill temper? Do you throw a temper sometimes?
有没有发脾气啊
？Do you?
有。
Yes.
诚实的人在点头说有。
Honest people will nod their head.
不点头你们都有点装假。
Otherwise, you are faking it.
有没有发过脾气啊
？Do you throw temper sometimes?
都发过脾气，对不对？我从前没有信主以前也是个有脾气的人。
And I had ill temper before I believed in the Lord.
信主有大的改变。
But I experienced a big change after I believed in the
Lord. 人要惹我发脾气不容易了。
It's not easy to provoke my anger now.
我不敢说今天我不会发脾气了。
And I dare not to say I don't have a temper.
今天我不大记得我发脾气。
But I just don't remember that happened.
你要惹我发脾气不容易。
It takes a lot to provoke my anger.
不是我有忍耐不发脾气。
It's not that I have patience that I don't have ill temper.
因为主的生命在我里面
because the life of the Lord,
这个生命没有限度
and that life is without limit.
你摸不到它的底
you cannot reach its bottom.
我们的忍耐就是摸不到底的
and we should have that endurance.
所以我约翰就是你们的弟兄
so I, John, your brother,
和你们一同在耶稣的国度患难 孤独、忍耐、一同有份。
And companion in the suffering and kingdom and impatience of Jesus.
下面我们到第七章。
And then we go to chapter 7.
主把我们最后的情形放到我们前面给我们看。
The Lord show us the final condition.
主就回来了。
He would have come back there.
所有死人都复活了。
And all the dead people would be brought to life.
所有神的儿女都围绕羔羊歌唱啊。
And all the children of God will surround the Lamb and sing praises.
看见羔羊的宝座。
And we'll see the throne of the Lamb.
神的儿女围绕着羔羊。
And the children of God will surround the Lamb.
他们都有两个特点。
And there are two uniqueness.
也是身穿白衣。
First, they all wear white robes.
第二件是手拿着棕树枝。
They are holding palm branches in their hands.
身穿白衣。
They wear white robes.
说着宝血的伟大权柄。
They talk about the great authority and power of the blood.
我们的衣服的宝血洗干净了。
Because our clothes will be washed white as snow by the blood.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
但是我们是蒙恩的罪人。
But we are sinners saved by grace.
我们蒙了太大的恩典了。
And we have received such a great grace.
今天主的生命在我们里面。
And the life of the Lord is in us.
我们所有的罪。
All our sins.
宝血洗净了。
His precious blood has cleansed them all.
所以他们都身穿白衣。
Therefore, this group of people wear white robes.
宝血洗净的子民。
They are people washed in the blood of the Lamb.
第二件手拿棕树。
Secondly, in their hand they hold palm branches.
棕树在圣经里面预表复活。
And palm branches signify resurrection.
他们都是复活的子民。
So these are people of resurrection.
为什么棕树预表复活呢？
Why is that so?
你们看见过棕树没有？
Have you seen palms?
我住的地方特别上吊最时间最长，一个在台湾。
And oh, I spend a lot of time in three places. One is Taiwan.
第二是在。美国。
One is the United States.
在美国住的地方，我在加州。
And mostly in California.
加州住了过了四十年了。
It's been here for four decades now.
这两个地方之外，我常去的地方是 Manila.
And the third place I visit often is Manila.
台湾、Manila、加州都是个产棕榈树、产棕树的地方。
These three places have a lot of palm trees.
你们看过棕树没有？
Have you seen palm trees?
棕榈树什么特点？
What's special about palm trees?
常年常绿。
And they are green all year round.
它不会黄的。
They don't turn brown.
它春天到冬天它都发绿的。
From spring to winter, they're always green.
而且棕榈树。
And palm trees.
它可以生长在一个缺少水的地方。
And can grow wild well in a very dry place.
干旱之地可以长棕榈树。
In a dry and thirsty land, palm tree can survive.
所以把棕榈树来预表复活。
Therefore, palm tree symbolizes resurrection.
那些神的百姓。
Therefore, those people of God.
第一次先是身穿白衣。
And first thing you see is they wear white clothes.
这是宝血的权柄。
And that tells us the right under the blood of the Lamb.
第二件手拿棕树枝。
And also in their hand they hold palm branches.
他们是复活的子民。
That signifies they are people of resurrection.
已经胜过死亡了。
They have overcome death.
围绕着羔羊。
And these people surround the throne of the Lamb.
愿救恩归于神与羔羊。
And they say salvation be to God and His Lamb.
真是赞美神。
And they are there praising the Lord.
这就是到我们最后的情形。
And that is our final condition.
我们都是宝血洗净的人。
We are all people washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我们都是复活之民。
We are all people of resurrection.
我们大家都得着一个生命。
We all have the same one life.
所以我们称为弟兄姐妹。
That's why we are called brothers and sisters.
今天晚上吃晚饭的时候。
And dinner time tonight.
Ernie 给我讲。
Ernie told me.
Ernie 弟兄告诉我那个关于我第一次去 New York.
He reminded me my first trip to New York.
参加他们的 camp.
I attended their summer conference.
看过主持的就是 Bruce Gardner。
And the host is Brett Gardner.
Gardner 给我两个人交通啊。
And Gardner had fellowship with me.
他说今天啊，叫东方与西方交通啊。
He said today it's the fellowship between Orient and Western.
他代表西方，我代表东方了。
And he represents West, I represent East.
我们东方跟西方交通啊。
And now is the time for East to fellowship with West.
我听一次了，没有什么。
And you know when he made this comment, first time I didn't say anything.
他第二次又讲，第三次又讲。
But he said it again and again.
哦，你讲错了。
And finally I said stopped and said, "You are wrong."
他我怎么讲错了？
He said, "Why?"
我这句话是当初英国人讲的。
And this is something that people in England said.
对英国人说，他们是西方。
Because for England, people in England, they are geographically in the West.
中国人是东方。
And China.
你今天是美国人，不是英国人。
But now you are in America.
对于美国人来说。
And so for you, Americans.
你是东方，我是西方。
You are located geographically in the East. I am the West.
我你讲错了吧？
So you're wrong.
好，感谢主了，你也不是西方，我也不是东方。
But the truth is that neither you're East or West.
我们是一样，是出于一个家的。
Because we are all one same family.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of.God.
没有什么东方西方。
There's no need to distinguish East from West. 不然我们把
Ernie 看作客人
了。Otherwise, Ernie will be a guest here.
今天 Ernie 不是客人。
But he's not a guest here.
我们称他为弟兄。
He's our brother.
我们都是一个家里出来的。
We are all members of the same family.
我们的关系比一个家庭里面弟兄姐妹还要亲密。
And our relationship is more intimate than our siblings.
这是你大救恩啊！
And that is the great salvation.
从东西南北都招了人来。
Because he brought from all directions, people.
到那里只有一个中心是羔羊宝座。
And when all people come, there's only one center that's the throne of the Lamb.
围绕着羔宝座而歌唱。
And we shall surround the throne of the Lamb and sing praise.
我们都是宝血之民。
We'll say we are the people of the blood of the Lamb.
我们都是复活之民。
We are people of resurrection.
愿救恩归于羔羊。
And the salvation to God and His Lamb.
那天你会不会在里面？
Are you gonna be among them?
对不对？
Are you going to be among them that day?
在里面吗？在里面吗？这个声音太小了，你可吹的啊！不在里面不得了。我们都在里面。
We all are going to be in there.
赞美主直到永远。
We're going to praise him until eternity.
第十章他讲话语之事，昨天我讲过的一些重要的话。
And chapter 10, I share some important messages here.
圣经这本书不是读的。
Understand, the Bible is not for us to read.
是吃的。
But for us to eat.
这些主所写出来的表。
And then the symbols that manifest that.
特别伟大。
It's so great.
他的头像脸面像日头。
Here describe how he looked like. His face is like the sun.
他的身有云彩。
And there's rainbow about his head.
他头上有红。
And he was robed in clouds.
他的两个脚像火柱。
And his legs were like fiery pillars.
这个形容哪个天使担当不起的。
And you know, no angel looks like that.
只有主能够担当这个形容。
He has to be the Lord himself.
脸面像日头。
But how his face is like that of sun.
我们今天看见最大的受造之物就是日头。
You know, the greatest creation today is the sun. That we can see.
我们不能用眼睛看日头的。
But we cannot directly gaze at the sun.
主的脸面像日头。
But his face will be like the sun.
没有人可以注视主的脸面。
So that no one can directly gaze at him.
天上的天使也不能。
Not even angels in heaven.
天使和我们不同的受造。
And angels are a different creature from us.
我们的诗歌写得非常好。
And there's a hymn read so well.
不是我们写的，不是西方人写的。不是中国人写，西方人写的。
It's not written by Chinese.
哪个写我忘记了。
And I forgot the author.
好像是那个 Wesley, Charles Wesley.
He thinks it's Charles Wesley.
天使睡池天上。
So angels, they wait on in the heavens.
不能凝视观望。
Yet they could not gaze directly at the throne.
在他荣耀奥秘之前。
And before this glorious mystery.
唯有眼目低长。
Even angels have to hide their eyes.
天使在主面前通通把眼睛往下。
Because they have to look down, they cannot look directly.
不敢注视主的容面
的。They dare not to gaze at the glory of the Lord directly.
耶稣的脸面像日头。
And his face is like the sun.
身上有云彩。
And he was clothed in clouds.
说他的荣耀。
And that talks about his glory.
最美丽的荣耀。
That's the most beautiful glory.
头上有红。
And there's a rainbow around his head.
我们今天眼睛中看见最美丽的东西是红。
And you know, most beautiful things is a rainbow.
红有七种的颜色。
And there are seven colors in a rainbow.
我们眼睛看见三种。
Sometimes we can only see a few.
实在它是七种。
But there are seven layers.
红在圣经里面预表神的信实。
Rainbow symbolizes the faithfulness of God.
神的信是最美丽的。
And therefore, it's the most beautiful thing.
神说的话一定完成。
Because God always keeps His word.
神有了应许，一定答应。
When He makes a promise, He will fulfill it.
神所讲的事一定出现。
And when he says something, things will appear.
新耶路撒冷一定要降临。
Therefore, New Jerusalem will surely come down.
教会一定要到他的最荣耀的境地。
And the church will reach its maximum glory.
神是被会被打败的神吗？
Do you think our God is a God that can be defeated?
神不能被打败。
No, God cannot be defeated.
神的工作一定要完成。
God has to finish his work.
信不信？
Do you believe that?
神做的事一定做成。
And God will for sure finish his work.
这是红。
And that's what the rainbow is.
神的信实。
That's God's faithfulness.
意思啊，神把红放在天空。
And God placed rainbow in the sky.
保证不用水来灭世了。
Is to promise that he will no longer flood the earth with water.
在台湾常常看见红的机会多啊。
And in Taiwan we see rainbows very easily.
在洛杉矶也会看见红的。
Sometimes in Los Angeles.
看见红我就是停下来看一下。
Every time the rainbow appears, I will stop and look.
看看红多美丽啊。
It is so beautiful.
红什么样子的啊？
What does the rainbow look like?
你没见过红？
Have you seen rainbows?
见过。
Yes.
红什么样子的啊？
What does it look like?
都不会讲。拜别的。是不是半圆的？
It's like a half a circle.
你没看见整个圆的？
Have you seen the full circle?
看见整个圆的红了没有？
Have you seen a full circle of rainbow?
有一天主耶稣出现了。
One day when Jesus appears.
红围着他的宝座。
And the rainbow will surround his throne.
看到整个圆圈的红了。
Then you will see a rainbow with a full circle.
当主回来的时候。
When Jesus comes back.
神的信实完成了。
And God's faithfulness is fulfilled.
神所说的话都应验了。
And his words has become true.
红完成了。
And that is the completion of the full circle of the rainbow. 今天
看见红。
Today we see a rainbow.
圆圈是个圆圈。
It's
半圆的。
It's half a circle.
另外一半在神那里。
And God has the other half.
叫我们相信。
So that we can believe.
神说所有的话一定完成。
That he will one day finish his own word.
阿爸阿们。
Do you believe that?
这是启示录第十章。
And that's the chapter 10 of Revelation.
手里拿这本书。
他的两脚像火柱。Little scroll in his legs were like fiery pillars.
什么叫两脚像火柱啊？
What does that mean?
主脚往前走路的时候，
When Jesus moved forward,
没有一个力量的抵挡，
No strength or power can defend.
践踏一切仇敌，
He was trampled on his enemies.
这是主的走路，
And that's how he walks.
好像我们常看见教会被逼迫。
You know, on the surface, it looks like churches oftentimes persecuted. Well, all the government that tried to persecute Christianity all fall apart.
教会永远存在。
The church remains standing.
教会胜过一切政权。
And the church overcomes all government's power.
当初罗马帝国逼迫教会。
And initially, Roman Empire was persecuting Christians.
我去过罗马，他们逼迫教会的东西还在呢。
And I went and visited.Roman, they still have a lot of historical things.
那个斗兽场就够可怕的。
And the Colosseum was still there.
那个觉得我们圣徒真是好可怜啊。
And I just feel so sorry for the saints.
他们的政权太可怕了。
The Roman Empire was a dreadful power.
叫人到斗兽场去斗野兽。
And they throw people into the field to fight with the animals.
基督徒才不去斗野兽了。
And the Christians don't fight with.
那就进去被野兽吃掉就是了。
Christians did not fight, so they were swallowed or eaten by them.
保罗进去过有。出来了。
Paul went in and he came out.
因为发现他是罗马公民。
Because they realized that he was a Roman citizen.
罗马公民不能死在斗兽场。
And a Roman citizen cannot die in Colosseum.
那是逼迫基督徒各种各样的刑罚。
And there are all kinds of punishments.
今天政权逼迫基督徒。
And today we still have government that persecutes Christians.
我读读他们这些书和记录所搞的花样，跟当初差不多。
And you know the treatments or the abuses are very similar.
没有什么更厉害的东西可以发明的。
It's like they have come to the end of their creativity as
to
how to punish Christians.
就邦过兴而衰。
And there's a hymn says, nations rise as nations fall.
政权常更换。
And government changes in powers.
唯有基督教会永远不存在。
Yet only the Church of Christ remains standing forever.
阿们不阿们。
Do you agree with that?
教会存在到今天了。
The church remains standing until this day.
逼迫教会的政权一个一个倒下去了。
Yeah, all the power tried to persecute church.
从前是这样，今天还是这样。
That was like that before, and it's still going to be like that.
没有一个力量能够征服教会的。
There's no power can overcome his church.
我们一同围绕着羔羊宝座。
So we will surround the throne of the Lamb.
好，等羔羊宝座手上拿着书。
And in his hand, there's this scroll, little scroll. And it describes the magnificence of Jesus Christ.
我们吃这本书。
We have to eat the book.
这本书的经历的不是头脑都懂的。
Because this book has to be an experience, not for us to understand with our intellect.
所以神的儿女都经历了这书了。
All the children of God would experience what's in the scroll.
到天下。各处去传扬神的话。
Therefore, we need to share the word of God everywhere we go.
传扬我们所经历的。
Share what we have experienced.
所以我们话语有能力。
Therefore, there's power in our words.
我们传我们所见过的。
Because we preach what we have seen.
我们传我们所听见的。
We preach what we have heard.
我们传我们里面的眼睛看见的。
And we preach what we have seen from within.
有一天我去西雅图。
I went to Seattle one time.
好，当当中休息的时候。
And during the break time.
大家围坐一个人在谈论。
And somebody was surrounding one person.
教会里面得不失学位的弟兄姊妹很多了。
Oh, there is a group of people surrounding one person, and there are many PhD holders in that church.
那个跟我大家在辩论那个人，他也有不失学位。
And apparently there's a group of Christians arguing with a person who's a PhD.
告诉我他特别骄傲了。
And some people came and tell me, said, you know, he's so proud.
他我们讲不过他。
And we cannot win an argument with him.
哦，那我说我去跟他谈谈。
I said, well, let me give a try.
他一看那 speaker 来了，哇，都更凶了。
And he got even worse when he see the speakers came to talk.
你传耶稣？
He said, you preach God.
你见过耶稣吗？
But have you seen Jesus?
哦，那么凶。
Wow, what a temper.
我说好好，我告诉你一句话。
I said, let me tell you something.
就因为我见过耶稣，所以我传耶稣。
I preach Jesus because I've seen him.
你几岁了？
He said, how old are you then?
我说我没有两千岁。
I said, well, I'm not 2,000 years old.
但是我见过耶稣。
But I have seen Jesus.
你怎么见耶稣的呀？
How do you see Jesus?
好了，我趁这个机会传福音了。
Now is my chance to share the gospel.
我怎样是个罪人？怎样就开我的眼睛看见耶稣了？
How I was a sinner and God opened my eyes to see him.
生和死都不能拦住我。
And neither death nor life can stop me.
我们到天下各处去传耶稣啊。
To share the gospel in all the world.
你的问题真好。
That is a good question.
就因为我见过耶稣，我才传耶稣。
I share talk about Jesus because I have seen him.
最后他得救了。
And at the end, he was saved.
好不好？
Isn't that great?
我们的福音能够救最刚硬的罪人。
Gospel can save the most stubborn sinner.
才不怕人骄傲了。
And I'm not afraid if he or she is proud.
也不怕人有多刚硬了。
Or how hard their hearts may be.
福音本是神的大能。
Because gospel is the power of God.
救一切相信的。
That will save those who believe.
我们这许多人都到主面前来了。
We all come to the Lord that day.
我们传主的话。
And we need to share the word of God.
因为不是我们脑子。是读懂的一个学问。
And we're not preaching a knowledge.
我们生命经历的经历。
But the experience of life.
我没有办法不讲。
I have to share.
明白了吧？
Understand that.
现在听他讲道，又懂得为什么要讲道了。
Now you know why people need to speak.
讲道的人在讲他所经历的。
The speaker share what he or she has experienced.
你们也有经历，所以讲给你们听啊。
And you also have your own experience to share.
你们这一群那些不信主的人，我一句话讲不出来。
And it, oh, because you are people with experience, so that I can share my experience with you.
讲出来你们也不懂，对不对？
Otherwise, whatever I say, you won't be understand.
不晓得我在讲什么。
You will not understand what I'm talking about.
今天我讲你们都懂。
But now you understand what I share.
有一次我聚会。
One time I was in this
meeting. 夏令会。
It was also a summer.
圣灵浇灌了。
The Holy Spirit came down.
前面几排弟兄有人在说方言。
And there are some people in the front start speaking in tongues.
有在犹他州给我认识的一个博士啊。
And there was this PhD holder who came from Utah.
他的 他把我拉出去。
He took me outside.
我想他为什么把我从里面拉出来
why are you dragging me out of meeting?
这些人都神经兮兮的，你不管。
He said, aren't you going to do something with these people who are kind of acting crazy?
我说谁发神经啊？
I said, why are they acting crazy?
我看你们聚会的人多半都有神经病啊。
He said, look, I think most of them are crazy.
我告诉你，这不是神经病啊。
I said, these are not craziness, you see.
他们是真遇见耶稣的人。
They are encountering Jesus.
你忍耐一点。
Just be patient.
到里面来
Come inside,
把你心打开
open up your heart,
你就和他们一样了
then you can be just like them.
我才不发神经了
He said, no, I'm not going to go crazy like that.
那你是个最可怜的人
And then you will be the most pitiful person.
你不懂得我们的福分
You don't understand the blessings that we have.
是我们在歌唱跳舞啊
So we dance and we rejoice.
我们中国人最保守的
And we Chinese are very conservative.
我们已信了主
But once we believe in the Lord,
我们呼喊的声音最大
and our cry is very loud.
像我们这样的人也蒙了大恩啊
We say, a person like me is also saved.
二十一世纪中国人得救最多了
And the number of Chinese saved are probably the highest number in the 21st century.
教会历史里面没有一个国家一个时候有一亿人得救的。
And you don't see 100 million people got saved in any other nation.
中国人信主的人打破一亿了。
And we have over 100 million people in China that are saved now.
60年以前才不过100万。
About 60 years ago, maybe a million of Christians in China.
政府宣布的是100万。
And that's the statistic by government.
我看基督徒不到100万。
But I think it was less than a million.
60年跳到一亿谁能做啊
After 60 years, now we have over 100 million. Who can do something like that?
圣灵彰显他的大。
It's all the power of the Holy Spirit.
在60年里面救了一亿的人。
In a short 60 years, over 100 million people were saved.
那么现在中国人大蒙恩的时候。
And this is the era that Chinese are blessed.
所以我们要蒙恩啊。
That's why we need to be blessed.
起来追求啊。
We need to rise up and pursue the Lord.
主快来了。
Because He's coming soon.
我们迎接主来啊。
We need to be ready for His coming.
我们传主的话。
And we need to share the word of God.
到了下面了
And then,
到了十一章
Chapter 11,
神要量度教会
And God needs to measure his church
保罗写了七封教会的书信
And Paul wrote seven church epistles
启示录二三章也收到七封教会的书信
And also in the second chapter of Revelation there are letters to seven churches
读圣经的人
And he who studies Bible,
读保罗的七封书信，我们称它为前记信。
And we talk about the seven letters to church by Paul are the first seven letters.
启示录七封书信，我们说的后记信。
The seven letters in the book of Revelation is the latter seven letters.
前记信、后记信怎么分别呢
？And how do you distinguish between the two?
前记信。
The first seven letters
说到教会的意象
talk about the vision of church
说到教会的理论
talk about the theory of the church
说到教会的使命
talk about the mission of the church
后期性
the second seven letters
主耶稣回来了
that's when Jesus comes back
他后期性主来监察教会
and that's when Jesus returns he examines the church
主来审判教会
he comes back to judge his church
看看教会里面真实的是什么
he wants to see what is the substance remain in these churches
每一个教会的长处弱点主都举出来
and he will point out their strength and their weaknesses
最后就给他们个警告
and also it follows by a
后期性为了检查
The second seven letters are there for examination.
为了审判
are for judgment.
主来了就是审判教会了。
When Jesus returns, he judges his church.
叫审判从神的家起手啊。
Therefore, the judgment of God starts with his own household.
不审判神的家，审判万有，外邦人不服的。
Otherwise, Gentiles will not agree.
我们省的家里头乱七八糟事情多了的。
And there are all kinds of weird things happening in the house of God.
所以主先审判教会。
So God needs to judge his household first.
审判从神的家起手。
So judgment starts from God's house.
所以主用位置来量教会。
So here he used a reed to measure his church.
当中有一句话这个道理的话。
And there's something said here.
是个预言。
It's a prophecy.
外院是不用量。
He said, don't.Measure the outer court.
已经赐给了外邦人。
Because it has given to the Gentiles.
这句话早就应验了。
And that has been realized.
因为经典在耶路撒冷。
So look at Jerusalem.
在从前圣殿的地方。
Look at where the temple used to be built.
在圣殿的外院的那个地方。
Look at the location where the outer court was built.
盖着最大的毁教室。
And there is this huge Muslim temple.
毁教室把这个最重要的一个事盖在我们的圣殿的外院。
And Muslim built their most important temple in the old location of the outer court of this, the temple.
这当然仇敌做的。
And that's the work of enemies.
但主的话早就说了。
But it's already written and prophesied.
外院不要量。
Don't bother to measure the outer court.
因为已经赐给了外邦人。
Which has been given to the Gentiles.
这些小的事情，今天就为毁教室他们建立在外院。
So Muslim built their temple in the outer court.
到十二章。
In chapter 12,
主就呼召得胜者。
The Lord calls overcomers.
就今天我们的题目了。
And that is the theme of the conference.
主写启示录。
And the Lord wrote this book.
他的目的就是呼召得胜者。
The purpose is to call overcomers.
叫神的儿女都羡慕得胜。
And call his children to envy to be an overcomer.
所以一开始他说到个属灵的生育。
So it talk about the spiritual birth.
属灵生育是太重要一件事。
And that's something so important.
以赛亚书六十六章。
66 chapter of Isaiah.
特别说到属灵的生育。
Talk about that spiritual birth.
他说锡安，锡安没有经过疼痛。
Says without suffering, without the labor pain.
就生产。
And before she goes into labor, she gives birth.
没有经过痛苦就生了男孩。
Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son.
那是说到属灵的生育，跟天然的生育不一样，对不对
？And spiritual birth is different from the natural birth.
天然的生命生育都要经过痛苦的。
Because natural birth has to go through the labor pain.
那我不是个女人，我不知道这个痛苦。
I'm not a woman, though I don't know about the kind of pain.
但是我有太太，我有孩子，我看见这个痛苦。
But I have witnessed.Woman going through pain, like my wife and my daughter.
这是个非常的痛苦啊。
And that is a great pain.
但这个痛苦没有人记得的。
Yeah, that's a pain that nobody remembers.
他生了个孩子啊，他把痛苦都忘记了。
After you give birth to a child, you forget about the pain.
所以我有个同工，他生了十一个孩子。
That's one of my co-workers gave birth to 11 children.
他生了一个，再生一个，再生一个，再生一个。
One after the other.
因为生孩子是他的喜乐。
It's like that's her joy.
把痛苦忘记了。
And then she, because she forgot about the labor pain.
她没有经过痛苦就生产。
But here, before she goes into labor, she
没有经过痛苦就生了男孩。
Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son.
后来她说，锡安一虚老就生出男孩。
And then it said, she gave, once she goes to the pain, she gives birth to the son.
她觉得又有虚老了又有痛苦了。
Now, how come she goes to the labor pain again?
那么以赛亚怎么前面话后面话矛盾呢？
So why does he say the things are in conflict?
到底有没有痛苦啊？
So did she or did she not go through the labor pain?
以赛亚说的话很清楚。
And my, Isaiah made it very clear.
没有天然生育的痛苦。
She does not go through the natural birth.
却有属灵生育的痛苦。
But she will go through the labor pain of spiritual birth.
我们这些人坐在这里。
And you and I who are sitting here.
有人为我受了生产之苦。
Because somebody went through the pain of laboring.
才带我这个人信主得救的，
对不对？ So that we become born again.
我知道谁生了我。
I know who gave birth to you.
你知道谁生了你吗？
But do you know who gave birth to you spiritually?
有的人信主了就忘记谁得救，带他得救的了。
Sometimes we forgot who helped us to believe.
有人为你接受生产之苦啊。
Somebody went to the labor to give birth to you.
有的人生产成果不大。
Some went through a little labor pain.
有的人生产之苦很大。
Some would have gone through great labor pain.
为着救一个灵魂，接受很大的痛苦啊。
In order to save a soul, you suffer much.
为着要一个人得救啊。
For one person to be saved.
我写了本书。
I wrote this book.
今天我出去看的时候，书摊上没有这本书。
And I went out to the table with all the books. I didn't see it.
这本书一定放在书摊上的。
This book needs to belong to that table.
我们一直在报告，请人去拿，怎么书摊上没这本书呢？
And we keep on urging people to get a copy. How come it's not there?
没有摆出来，那不行。
You have to put those books there.
我们鼓励大家去拿这本书，能到书上看不见。
I encourage people to take a copy, but I don't see the books.
大家尽管拿，不要客气。
Do not hold back. Just take as much as you want.
有一位弟兄去看完了，又收回来了。
And somebody read the whole book and put it back.
这一本不要收回来。
Don't bring it back.
你拿回家去。
Keep it. Take it home.
你若一本不够。
If you need more than one copy,
你要送给别人。
You want to give to somebody as a gift.
你可以拿两本，拿三本没有关系。
Feel free to take two or three copies.
我们没有那么小气。
You know, I'm very generous.
送出去又拿回来，不会的。
I will not ask it back. Don't worry.
因为有人已经奉献了这本书的印刷的费用了。
Because somebody offered for me to print the book.
所以这本书我们全世界都送。
So that I give them out freely.
过两个月我们要翻英文了。
And in 2 months or so, we'll have the English version.
翻英文我们就不印书了。
We won't make hard copies.
我们就放在网络上了。
It will be on our website.
叫全世界的人都能看。
So everyone can read it.
叫做我68年信主的见证。
It talk about the testimonies of my.
是做一件事。
68 years.
我所行的事。
And there's only one purpose.
是我又真又活的事。
I testify the God whom I believe is the true and living God.
我们要宣扬我们的神。
I need to proclaim my God.
宣扬我们的神直到地极。
I need to proclaim my God and declare His name until the ends of the earth.
我们传福音这也是我们中国人的比较差劲了。
And Chinese are not very good at preaching gospels.
圣经主说，福音传遍地极，我来的时候到了。
Jesus says, when the gospel is preached through all the earth, that is the time I will come back.
今天福音已经传遍天下了。
Now the gospel has been preached out through the world.
这不是中国人的功劳。
But that is not the work of Chinese.
这是西方人的功劳。
But the work of Westerners.
他们几乎带着福音传遍天下。
Because they really went to all corners and shared the gospel.
传给不同民族的人。
They preach gospel to different people.
传给不同皮肤颜色的人。
And people with different colors.
为着不同的民族去舍命
they gave their life for different people
真是彰显耶稣基督的大爱
they really manifest the great love of Jesus Christ
中国人呢、啊、爱灵魂只爱中国人的灵魂
but Chinese they love souls but they only love the souls of Chinese
把主的爱缩小了
they kind of narrowed the love of God
结果我们要起来传福音啊
but for Chinese we need to share gospel
第十章就叫做多方多国多民做先知
because you will see all people, all nations, all language will be the prophets.
讲圣讲主
they talk about the Lord.
这里说属灵的生产
and here is a spiritual birth.
都要生个孩子
therefore we shall all give birth spiritually.
你传福音就生个孩子
whenever you help one person save, you gave birth.
你在弟兄姊妹中间生个孩子
and you can give birth among brothers and sisters.
你总要生个孩子
you have to have a child of your own.
这叫属灵的生育
that's the spiritual birth.
带头答应我生个孩子好不好
Can you promise me that you will give birth to a spirit, spiritually?
要不要要不要
Yes.
要不要
Yes or not.
但重要哈
Yes. Everyone?
每个人都答应了吗
Do you all promise?
这是神面前的哈。
You made a promise before God.
都去传福音。
We need to share the gospel.
都去带一个灵魂回来。
Save a soul and bring him or her in.
属灵的生育。
To have spiritual birth.
十二章讲属灵生育。
And that's in chapter 12.
为着生产得胜者。
And in order to give birth to overcomers.
主要呼召得胜者。
God is calling overcomers.
那个妇女要生个男孩子。
And that woman will give birth to a male child.
这不是圣经重男轻女。
And here is not God prefer men over women.
圣经里男孩子意思是刚强的人。
And the male child here means the strong person.
女孩子意思是软弱的人。
And woman symbolizes weaker.
你是个男的，你很软弱，那你是个女孩子。
If you,
你是个弟兄，但是很软弱，你是一个女孩子。
You may be a man, but you are weak spiritually. You are a woman.
你是个女孩子，也很刚强，那你是个男孩子。
You are a woman, but you are strong spiritually. Then you are a man.
明白圣经的意义吧
？Do you understand what I meant here?
生一个男孩子。
So she gave birth to a male child.
那是得胜者。
And that means overcome.
将来有天上辖管万国的。
He will rule nations with an iron scepter.
他们这样说，男孩子的秘诀了。
So that the secret about this male child.
怎么做得胜者？
How to be an overcomer?
怎么做得胜者？
How to be an overcomer?
约翰讲了三件事。
John said there are three things.
个就你们好好听进去的啊。
Pay attention to these three things.
约翰讲得胜者的秘诀了。
The secret of an overcomer.
第一
，First，
靠着羔羊的血。
It's by the blood of the lamb.
第二，虽至于死，第二自己所见证的道。
Secondly, by the word of their testimony.
第三，虽至于死，也不爱惜魂生命。
Thirdly, they do not love their soul lives.As to spring from death.
这都得胜者的秘诀。
These are the secrets of an overcomer.
第一，靠着羔羊的血。
First, we overcome by the blood of the lamb.
人就靠着主。
It's by the Lord.
主的血得胜。
Through by His blood.
宝血得胜。
His precious blood.
宝血有大能。
By His precious blood, we overcome.
为什么宝血有大能
？Why?
为什么宝血有大能
？Why is there power in the blood?
在民数记十七章。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 17.
将血的意义。
It talks about the meaning of the blood.
他说活物的魂在血中。
It says the soul is in the blood.
活物的魂在血中。
The soul of living things is in the blood.
我把这血赐给你们。
And I have given you this blood.
叫你这个血在坛上为你们赎罪。
And you can use this blood to redeem your sin on the altar.
主的宝血什么意义呢
？So what's the meaning?
宝血，主的魂。
The precious blood of the Lord means that
He's so alive. 主在十架为我们流血。
On the cross, Jesus shed His blood for us.
那是主在十架为我们舍魂了。
And that means He gave His soul life for us on the cross.
主把他尊贵的魂。
His honorable soul life.
非凡美丽的魂。
The beautiful life of Jesus.
最神圣的魂。
The most divine life.
为我们放下了。
He laid it down for us.
这是宝血的意义。
And that is the meaning of the precious blood.
宝血就是主的魂。
That is the soul life of the Lord.
所以魔鬼不敢碰两件事。
So there are two things that devil dares not to touch.
不敢碰宝血。
He does not touch the precious blood of the Lord.
不敢碰主的大名。
He does not touch the name of the Lord.
一个去赶鬼的人呢、啊、
If you want to go cast out demons.
都要认识这两件事。
You have to see these, understand these two things.
认识宝血。
You have to know the blood.
认识主的大名。
And the name of the Lord.
我有次在马来西亚。
I was in Malaysia one time.
看见一个很有名的传道人。
I saw this famous.
我说香港认得他的。
I knew him when he was in Hong Kong.
胆鬼。
He was casting out demons.
他对鬼大叫：“你给我出去！”
He shouted out loudly, said, "Get out!"
那个鬼啊，嬉皮笑脸的，你忘记奉主名。
The guy was possessed by demons. Says, "You know, you forgot to say in the name of Jesus."
这下尴尬了。
And that was so embarrassing.
他不好奉主名了。
Then he didn't want to follow the recommendation of the devil.
他奉主名变成鬼叫他的了。
Because like he learned from the devil how to kick out devil.
他更加大声，你出去。
He got angry and loud and said, "Get out!"
鬼说你忘记奉主名。
The guy still said he forgot to say in the name of the Lord.
我想你呀、啊，就是舍不了己呀、啊。
Because he just couldn't let go of himself.
这是主的话呀、啊。
Because that's what God taught.
你不管鬼说什么呀、啊。
Forget about that was the recommendation from the devil.
你就奉主的名赶他嘛。
Just use the name of the Lord and kick him out.
主不怕你呀、啊，鬼不怕你呀、啊。
The devil is not afraid of you.
鬼怕主的大名啊。
But the devil is afraid of the name of the Lord.
宝血能赶鬼。
The precious blood can kick out.
主的大名能赶鬼。
And also the name of the Lord can do that.
我们一定要懂得宝血的能力。
So we need to understand the power in His blood.
我们胜过仇敌。
We can overcome the enemy.
第一件事，羔羊宝血。
It's by the blood of the Lamb.
主已经为我们舍命了。
And He gave His life for us.
主流出他的宝血。
He shed His blood.
主已经得胜了。
He has won the victory.
主得胜者。
And He calls us to be the overcomer.
第一靠着主得胜。
Therefore, to overcome first by the blood of the Lord.
主完全得胜了。
He is completely victorious.
主胜的不能再胜了。
He has overcome to the maximum.
天下没有仇敌不怕鬼不怕主的大名的。
And all the devils are afraid of the name of the Lord.
第一，我们靠主的宝血。
So first by the blood of the Lord.
第二，自己所见证的道。
And the testimony of our word.
神的话。
And the word.
神的话在有的人手里没有用。
And you know, sometimes the word of God is useless.
在有的人手里有很有非常有用。
And but sometimes it's very useful in other people's hands.
为什么呢
？Why?
要自己见证的道。
It's the word of their testimony.
这个道我经历过。
So I testify what I have experienced.
这个道我能做见证。
Therefore I can give witness to it.
有一天英国的 Spark 弟兄到台湾来讲道。
And the Spark dear, Spark brother Spark from England.
他的 ministry, 他的知识就叫复活。
And his ministry is to talk about resurrection.
那一天他叫复活。
And that day he shared the message of resurrection.
下面一个地方起来问问题。
And somebody among the brother sister had a question.
斯巴尼回答他了。
So Mr. Brother Spark answered.
他不满意，他又再起来问问题。
But he didn't like his answer, so he asked.
斯巴尼又回答他了。
And Spark answered again.
他还是不满意，起来第三次问问题。
And the guy asked for the third time.
斯巴尼说我没有话好回答你。
Spark says I can't answer more than what I.
我活着。
But the fact that I live.
就是复活的见证。
It's the testimony. Of resurrection.
这句话讲得好极了。
He said it so well.
他叫复活的道。
He shared a message of resurrection.
他这个人就是复活的见证。
He is the witness of God's resurrection.
他讲他自己所见证的道。
He testified what he has experienced.
这样的道能胜过鬼魔。
And the word of testimony like that can overcome devils.
做得胜的秘诀了吧？
You understand the secret of success?
第二，自己所见证的道。
Secondly, is by the word.Of their testimony.
第三，虽至于死也不爱惜活生命。
Thirdly, they did not love their lives so much to shrink from death.
我们能够最后把我们的魂放下了。
We have to be able to lay down our soul life.
所有仇敌都怕。
You know, enemy is so afraid of.
怕要肯敢为主舍命的人。
They are afraid of someone who is willing to give their lives for the Lord.
我们最爱的就是我们的魂生命。
You know, what we love the most is our soul lives.
但是我们有更爱的。
But there is something we love even more.
我爱主远超过我自己的魂生命。
I love my Lord more than I love my own soul life.
为主舍命的人。
So those who are willing to give their lives.
舍掉自己的生命来见证下主的爱。
They're willing to lay down.Their life to testify their love for the Lord.
他就最大的得胜者。
And that is the greatest overcomer.
约翰讲了三个秘诀。
So these are the three secrets.
羔羊的血。
The blood of the lamb.
自己所见证的道。
And the word of their testimony.
虽至于死，也不爱惜活生命。
And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
天啊，欢喜啊！
And therefore they rejoice.
地啊歌唱啊
Heaven rejoice, earth sing out praises.
因为得胜者产生了
Because overcomers are born.
主耶稣要回来了
Therefore Jesus is coming back soon.
今天我们都要渴慕做得胜者
So we need to long to become overcomers.
我再说只要正常的基督徒就是得胜者
Said again, normal Christians are overcomers.
和教会一同来跟随主
Let the whole church follow the Lord.
和教会一同来追求主
And let the whole church pursue the Lord.
千万不要不聚会。
Do not stop going to meetings.
我们一个人没有办法。
We cannot do it on our own.
我们和弟兄姊妹连在一起。
We need to be connected with brothers and sisters.
大家都渴慕做得胜者。
We need to long to become overcomers.
我们再来唱首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn one more time.
耶稣，你的全圣的爱，三百二。
233。
三百二十三首。
233。
233首。我们站起来唱。
Let's stand up and sing this song.
要奉献给主的弟兄姊妹可以出来。
When we continue to sing the song, if you want to offer yourself to the Lord, I invite you to come forward.
今天是我们奉献的日子。
Today is the day of offering ourselves.
我把我自己献给主了。
I want to give myself to the Lord.
我一生一在主的手中。
And I want to be useful in the hands of the Lord.
主要带我走前面的道路。
And the Lord will lead me onward.
我们再来唱。
Let's sing the song continuously.
耶稣。